Now we move to letter B. All this was previously in letter A, which was metronome without an instrument. And we're in section two, external sources. So let me just back out and give you a big picture a minute. The internal sources of improving your rhythm are inner pulse, breath, heartbeat, chest pulse, and imagination. The external sources are playing with a metronome, of which we just did a ton of, and playing with a metronome with your instrument, and recording yourself, and playing along with two recorded music, memorizing tempos of songs at different tempos and use them to call up tempos that you wish to invoke, which we'll explain, and then interact with others, observe rhythms in daily life. And then that all falls under external sources. And then the third way to improve your rhythm overall is motion and action. So that's a big picture of the whole book. Right now we're in section B. We just finished under external sources playing with the metronome without an instrument. And now we're going to play with the metronome with an instrument. Now for this one, I used the computer to demonstrate. I did not actually perform the exercise myself. I used the computer to do it. I programmed the computer to do it. So here's the step, because I want you to be able to hear the exercise that's in the book. And so it says, one, select the short passage you're working on at a metronome setting you can easily divide by four. For example, the theme from the second movement of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, which is pretty famous. I think you'll recognize it. And it's in 3/8 at 90 beats a minute. So I think the original tempo was like 92 beats a minute, and they moved it to 90, so it was easily divisible by 4. So step one is play the exercise with a click on every beat, and it sounds like this. Then step two is adjust the speed and play it with the click only on the first beat, i.e., since the song is in 3, we set the metronome only to 30 beats a minute, not 90. Step three is to play it with the click only on the second beat. Sounds like this. Step four, shift the whole passage as if it started a beat earlier. So in the previous step, we set the metronome on the second beat. And now that second beat we're thinking of it as one, and we're starting the tune on 3, if that makes any sense. Sounds like this. Step five, we go back to the original way we were playing it, but now with the click only on the third beat. And step six, we play the whole passage as if it starts 2 beats earlier. So it's going to, just like we did in step 4 with the click on beat 2, it's going to, the music and the click is still going to have the same relationship, but now we're thinking of that click as the one, and we're starting the music on beat three. Sounds like this. Step 7 is to adjust the speed of the metronome to eighth notes, i.e. 180 beats per minute, and play it the original way, like this. Step number 8 is to half the speed of the previous step and set it to the end of each beat. Nine, adjust the speed to set the metronome at 16th notes, i.e. 360 beats a minute, and line everything up and slow it down if necessary. Sounds like this. Step 10, half the speed of the previous step and set the metronome to the E of each beat. In other words, the click is at 180. Step 11, set the click to the of each beat. Step 12, adjust the speed of that step 9 that we did, which was 360. And set the click to offset 16ths. In other words, the click is now on the E and the of each beat. And it sounds like this. And finally, step 13, half the speed of step 2 so that the click is on the 1 of every other bar, i.e. 15 beats a minute.